Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Let's talk about what it's going to take to be a success in the future of sales. The first piece I want to talk about in today's podcast is about controlling the information flow. In the past, buyers saw what we wanted them to see. They only had access to information that we gave them, and it put us in control of the sales cycle. But today, that tide is shifting, and quite rapidly, I might say. Buyers have control to information that we don't want them to see, that we haven't provided, and they have an increased amount of access to an increased amount of information. What I mean by that is they have more media, and they have more sources, and they have more information. Now, that can be good because it can help to educate the buyer, but it can be bad because it can also serve to confuse the buyer. The only way we can be successful going forward is to regain control of the information flow and make sure that we're seeding the buyer with the information that we want them to see. I call this indirect prospecting. And in my book, Nonstop Sales Boom, we talk about this and how leaders have to equip their sales teams with indirect prospecting techniques. Really, it means sales teams have to become publishers of information. They have to make sure that they're using case studies, testimonials, articles in order to seed the buyers with the information about successes. They also have to form opinions, post on blogs, write articles or comment on articles, send tweets, and provide information that creates a compelling reason of why a buyer will want to call them. We are not going to stop the fact that buyers have access to an increased amount of media, increased amount of information. But what we can do is make sure that that vast ocean of information is being filled up with the information we want buyers to see. If you're not producing the information your buyers need to see in order to be attracted to you, then you are absent in the marketplace. And if you're absent, how can you make any sales? You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.